At the heart of the unrest in Libya is a family saga so tangled and rich with rivalries and revenge that it seems worthy of its own television drama. We're talking about the children of Muammar Gaddafi, 7 sons and 1 daughter, and their vast network of wealth, power, and political influence. It was widely assumed that Gaddafi's sons would have a hand in running the country well into the future, but that's now all in question. And for more, we're joined by Frederick Wary. He's a senior policy analyst at the RAND Corporation. He recently returned from Libya. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I want to look at the Gaddafi family tree, and I'd like to think of this as almost as if we're ticking through baseball cards, and if we could just look at the sons and their profiles and their rivalries as we do this. And we should begin with Saif al-Islam. He's the best known of the sons. He speaks very good English. He appeared on television at the height of the protests, even though he had expressed no interest in inheriting power from his father. He seemed to be sending a signal that he was very much in power, at least in favor with his father.
Absolutely. He has long promoted himself as a reformist to the West. Much of this has to do with his polished style, his pedigree. He holds a doctorate from the London School of Economics. He's gone on record publicly as calling for economic and political change. It was therefore quite surprising when we saw him appear on public television publicly calling for a bloodbath and a crackdown.
Mutasim is also somewhat well-known in this country because he's traveled to this country, actually appeared with Hillary Clinton. We've seen that picture quite a bit in the news lately.
Yes, he's the advisor to the National Security Council. At one point, his star appeared to be ascendant, but now, within the past year, he appears to have been marginalized. We saw him disappear from public view.
Khamis
al-Qaddafi is a professional military officer. He's a captain in the Libyan army. He commands the most capable unit in the Libyan army, the 32nd Brigade, that serves as the Praetorian Guard for the regime, Qaddafi's palace guard. And this unit is spearheading the crackdown against the protesters.
Hannibal
is really known as the bad boy of the family. Of course, all these sons have reputations as party animals, but Hannibal really made the news when he was arrested by Swiss authorities for abusing his domestic help. And this really prompted Gaddafi to lash out at the Swiss authorities, break relations with Switzerland, even declare a jihad.
We mentioned Saif al-Islam. There's another Saif, Saif al-Arab.
Yes, he appeared in reports that he'd gone over to the opposition. Quite frankly, he never appeared on our radar before this. His defection is probably a symbolic blow, but certainly, again, I don't think that should distract us from focusing on the 4 key sons that really matter in this current crisis.
And who would those 4 be?
Well, Saif al-Islam, Mutasim, Khamis, and the 4th that we haven't mentioned is Saadi. Saadi is the 3rd eldest son. He achieved fame primarily as the captain of Libya's national football team, but more importantly, he exerts strong behind-the-scenes influence on oil contracts, and he's a brigadier in the Libyan Special Forces. When the Benghazi unrest broke out, we saw him dispatched to placate the unrest, and later on there were reports that he was actually spearheading military forces that were cracking down on it.
Since you were just recently in Libya, how do Libyans view this, the Gaddafi clan? What do they think of the sons and their influence over the country?
My sense was that Saif al-Islam was held in high regard by many Libyan youth as perhaps a beacon of reform and change, because he spoke to their aspirations. And much of this was, again, due to his sort of polished demeanor, his sort of fashionable attire, which contrasted sharply to the sort of tired revolutionary slogans of this regime.
And yet you see pictures of him holding a machine gun and
fight to the death
and arm his supporters.
Exactly. So this, this was the old Saif, the former reformer, as I think we can say. With regard to the other sons, I think the reports of their excessive lifestyle, their high profile scandals, their the life that they led abroad, this had a negative impact on the country. I mean, first it's an embarrassment to the people, and secondly, it calls into question where is all this oil wealth going? And it's the classic case of family rule, and that the lavish lifestyle enjoyed by the few is not enjoyed by the many.
Frederick Wary, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Frederick Wary is a senior policy analyst at the RAND Corporation.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.